You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's Shagasarius and the Gemara in Tzvachim Yud Tes. The Stira, we mentioned in the Daf, the Stira from the Gemara in Tzvachim and the Gemara in Erechin, where the Kain is Mitzuv and Tfilin. So this is the Sugi in Tzvachim. Have an opportunity to learn. It's the first Shagas Aryas you see in Hilchus Tefillin.
Isn't there a third thread coming from the Tzitz going like this?
I saw. He mentions that. He mentions. Somebody speaks about
that.
Of course, it's a good question about that.
There's a center thread going back.
I think the Shagas mentioned that.
You can put it over the Tefillin.
Would I see it? Because there's that, right, there's the threads. So I saw somebody mention, I saw the horror, yeah. I can't remember now.
Of course.
Okay, so this is the famous Shagasari. It's interesting, because somebody asked me last night, what's the din if you finished eating Friday night, and you have benching, krishma, and svira. What's the order? Classic question. Says the Shagas Aryeh. So you tell me, Rabbi Moshe holds not like the Shagas Aryeh. Rabbi Moshe and Svara ding tzichan the Shagas Aryeh. Mechilas kvayd Rabbi Moshe. I mean, the God Lador. But the Shagas Aryeh, though, knows how I feel about the Shagas Aryeh. Says, Svara, you can't stand ding tzichan the Shagas Aryeh. I'll tell you what the machlokes is. The Shagas Aryeh paskins, and that's... Kriyashma goes first, then Birchas HaMazon, and then Svir. Because Birchas HaMazon is...
So Svir is the Rabbanan
now. No, see, that's a machlokes, the Shagas Aryeh and others. If it's Rabbanan, the Shagas Aryeh holds it, the Raisa doesn't precede the Rabbanan. The Shagas Aryeh holds, that's another Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh brings a Raya from Gemara, it's a great Raya, Shein HaShalei HaTshuva. Rabbi Kivega assumes that he should do it the Raya before the Rabban, Rabbi Kivega. But the Shagas Aryeh brings a Raya, Lanias Dai Tishein HaLei HaTshuva, from the Gemara, that it doesn't, that the Raya doesn't come before the Rabbanan. What's the Svara, the Raya comes before the Rabbanan? You know, the Svara, you're assuming Tzvira, it's like intuitively, the Raya should come first. Why? So Rabbi Kivega says it's Kadosh. It's more holy, Kaddosh. First of all, what does that mean, it's Kaddosh? That's what Bikivega assumes. It's an open Gemara, I'll tell you the Raya. The Shakasari's Raya is another Sheshuva. It's Machlokes by Sham and Bisil. If you say Bar Piyah Gevin first, or Kiddush first. And the Gemara says, the Gemara gives Svaris, two Svaris and two Svaris. It doesn't say Kiddush is the Raisa, and Bar Piyah Gevin is the Rabbana. Kiddush is the Raisa. And Bar Piyah Gevin, so Bisham should say Kiddush goes first because it's the Raisa. And the Gemara doesn't bring that factor in. Shagas Aryeh is Raya. I mean, I don't know how you can answer that. It's open, so you see that the Raisa doesn't precede the Rabbana. Because the Gemara doesn't, in the Psugis and Brachas, the Gemara doesn't bring that in, that Kiddush is the Raisa and Bar Piyah Gevin is only the Rabbana. Strong Raya. I mean, so Shagas Aryeh is Raya. No, can't slug it up. So Rabbi Kivega, I don't know if Rabbi Kivega has an answer to that Raya. It's a little bit Pelon, Rabbi Kivega. So the Raya doesn't proceed. So what is Rabbi Moshe holds? So Shagas Aryeh holds, first you say Krishma, then you bench. So Moshe holds, it's not called finishing the meal till you bench. I mean, it's a nice Svara. I hear this Svara, Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe holds, when you're in the middle of the meal, you don't have to stop. You're in the middle of the meal, you don't stop. You don't have to stop. Right? When you're in the middle of the meal. I mean, it's a question, but l'chayra, you don't have to stop in the middle of the meal. Let's assume you don't have to stop. You're eating. You can do it when you finish eating. And my show is till you bench. It's not called you finished eating. So first you bench, then you say Krishna. The truth is, people like Balabhaya, I don't call Balabhadish, I never use that expression, but common sense would say, yeah, I hear like Rav Moshe. But the Shagas Aryeh goes not that way. So who do you follow, Shagas Aryeh or Rav Moshe?
Well, What's his tadir?
Krishma's tadir. Krishma's tadir of a benching.
Twice a day.
Krishma you read every day, twice a day. And benching is called matzah. He brings it right from Gemara Zvachim. We'll learn that Shagas Aryeh when we do the Gemara Zvachim. There are few Shagas Aryehs, and that's Sugyan Zvachim Tzadi Aleph. In a while.
Well, Mr. Burr says that you should get up and say, in the middle of eating, you should get up and say, Sphira.
In the middle of eating.
It only takes a minute, it doesn't...
You might as well, you don't have to wrap your meal, just stand up. The only thing is, yeah, that Mr. Burr says that way, really?
Yes, Mr. Burr actually says that.
In the middle of the meal, you should say Sphira. It's not an interruption, it takes half a minute. You have to say all the...
That's what I heard from Rabbi Orly, and I'm not such a big expert.
If he says, he says it. He probably says it. I don't recall it, but it sort of makes sense. But but you're not mechuyev. I mean, maybe just like an Eitzah Toiv, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So famous Shagasai. Had the time in Nach. So far, I got it. Ein lo zvel p'tum minat fil. If you don't have a left hand, you put a minat fil. You don't have a left arm, so you're thinking right away, but they're not makiv. The Mishnah says, it's obvious. Tatnan, open Mishnah in Perek Hatcheles, it's a Menachas. Perek Hatcheles, Tfilah Shayyad, Makav Shorosh, Shorosh, Makav Shayyad. So, what's the Shayla? But it's not so simple. Sheish Ladon Azze. The Hanimil Shayyad, Makav Shorosh, Hechnis Chay Vishneh. If you chayv on both, so then you can put on one. Let's say you only have one. You don't have the other one. They machven zeze. They minich esech mem. They also tefillin shenich yotzlich basa. But if he doesn't have a left arm, so it's ain't a roi labila. Since you're not roi to put on tefillin shenich. Avecha
shen lo zruah. He's chayv, but he's an honest.
That's yeah, so that's the ol machlekes. The machaber and the avnei nezer. If you're an oinus on a mitzvah, if you're called a bar chiyuv. That's an old machlek in the Helig Avnei Nezer and the Machaba. If a person who like Tzir Magen Avram, what you're saying is a Magen Avram. Magen Avram says, if you don't have a left arm, could you write tefillin? If you're not a Baruch Yuvan tefillin, if you're not a Baruch Yuvan tefillin, you can't write tefillin. So let's say God doesn't have a left arm. Is he called the Baruch Yuvan tefillin? So as the Magen Avram says, I think the Avnei Nezer brings the Magen
Avram. He doesn't have a left arm, he doesn't put it on his right arm?
Yeah. No. Is yad, not yad keya.
No,
your right arm is your strong arm. You're missing your left arm.
Somebody who's ambidextrous also has ambidextrous.
So then you put on the yad keya of the velt. That's because it's the yad keya of the velt. But if you only have a strong arm.
It's not a.
It's market. Yes. So.
If somebody who has a yad keya puts his tefillin on the right hand, it's not your etzah.
Right. Right. Correct. Or maybe the Mishnah Berurah is not that way. Is this din is ma'akiv that you put on the yad keda al?
But not necessarily.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's ma'akiv. I'm not sure. I first impulsively thought.
I can't imagine that he wouldn't put it on.
Yeah.
He doesn't have. Somebody should help.
Footnote. Both of your auras in the first two footnotes here. I'm glad I brought the footnotes. Rabbeinu Pshitale. Both of your questions and your questions in the next footnote. Rabbeinu Pshitale the part Mishal Yad Legamre. We're talking about if you don't have a left hand, are you putter from film? So it's a big machloik. I mean, the Rosh Hashanah holds you putter. You're missing your yad keya. Well, that when he doesn't hold, he questions.
Rama holds a set of mitzvahs.
Yeah, and not makiv. So that's the question. That's the Shagasai we're learning about. So the first side of the Shagasai is that if you don't have a left hand, you putter from tefillin shel yad. Now Tzvi argued, you're not putter. You're just a ninus. You're chayiv. You're bachiyuv. You're just a ninus. So he says in footnote 2. After Yeshladu Mazev Lomad Vem is Chayev. El Oinus Potru, and Roivet Fil Shal Yad Chlalon. See, if you're called an Oinus, that's also called Ein Roi. See, I brought a Machlekes, Machaba, and the Avnei Nezer. I'll tell you what it's about. Machaba and the Avnei Nezer. A Cheresh. Can a Cheresh, someone who's deaf, be Motzi somebody in the Megill? So Machaba says that a Cheresh. Cheresh is an honest. He can't hear. He can't be Yotze Kriyas Megillah because he can't hear.
Can't read it.
Yeah, but if you don't hear it, if you can't hear it, it's Ma'ak. If you can't be Yotze, so he's not a Bar Chiyuv. He can't be Moitzi. So Avnei Nezer says he's not. He's a Bar Chiyuv. He's just a Ninus. See, so that's where they have Machlekes. This Shaila. He's Mechuyev. He's a Bar Seich. He's Mechuyev. He can't do the mitzvahs. He can't hear. But he's mechuyev. The shad, if you're an einus, how you call the mechuyev bedaver. So he points it out, and I say it's a machlokes the mechaba and the avnei nezer and the chas megillah.
Even if a person is born without a left hand,
Right. So he only has a strong hand. Obviously, his right hand is going to be his strong hand. If he's going to be a lefty, but a guy who was born without a left hand, he's not going to be a lefty. And I don't know. Maybe it's possible. He'll always have the weak hand. Let's say he would have been a lefty. Let's say he would have been a lefty.
By the way, you could tell from his foot. The foot is the same as the hand.
Is it always the same? Yeah. Are you sure? I'm not sure. It's always the same.
100%.
All lefties are left-footed also.
Yeah, of course. Your stronger foot is your right foot. My foot, my shoe, you feel it.
It's a stronger foot.
You
have to be a kicker. What are they called? The kicker in football. Where he uses stronger foot.
Okay. Sports help. It helps his learning too.
Okay. So he says, now he says, Afagav the Tati Mitzvahs Ninu. It's two separate mitzvahs, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel roish. Come out tzitzis u'tefillin. And if you can't do tzitzis, you have to do tefillin. Vado l'shach l'neimer dimpata. So he's clarifying, maybe saying roi l'bila. Even though the Mishnah Matcha says in Menachas, tefillin shel yad is not tefillin ma'akav shel roish, but maybe you need roi l'bila. You have to be able to have a mitzvah of yad. So he says, by tzitzis, if you can't do tzitzis, absurd, of course, you put on tefillin, that shaykh, the maimed and potter mitzitzis, but then we told me, I'm the chorah the bila. My answer is zeh, el b'may the potter. That's common sense. Of all, the chayv chayv mikomakal. This is havamin, the shagazai. It's a long pilpul to shlug this up. But by tefillin, shal yad v'shal roish, ikatam l'miftanayim tefillin shal roish. Hech the pot Moshiach mishum the Gemara in Menachas the main paragraph comments Tana shemeniach shel meir shel yad right meir shel rush. Why? It says in the Torah first. I asked my class this. I was going to share recently about film. It says first. Shechayu tchal shel rush chal shel yad. So Gemara says from a bishlam shemeniach ksevu kshartam vado revu l'taytavas. That's the reason. It says in the Torah that order kshartam vado l'taytavas. How do you know you take off Tzion Shal Rosh first? Is this Doraisa? Shagasai, think, is learning it's Doraisa. He's learning this din is Doraisa. It doesn't feel like a Doraisa.
No.
Right? It doesn't feel like a Doraisa. Amakra brings a pasuk. Vayutas ben inecha. Kamanch ben Yishtain. The cave into Minat Teira. So now we have a connection between Yad and Reish. We see they're not totally two independent mitzvahs. Because when you're supposed to have your Reish on, you also have to have your Yad on. Ika kepeil lechatchila. Kepeil lechatchila. I'll close manch ben inecha Yishtain. So it's not like two totally separate mitzvahs. The Torah connected them, and again, he's assuming it's the Raisa clearly, that you should have your Yad on when you have your Rosh on. Now, Im King Shapi Yishdom. So, of course, if you just put on your Rosh, your Yaitza. That's only Lechatchila the Kedin. If I just put on my Rosh, even if I have my Yad on, I'm Yaitza. But maybe, Im King Shapi Yishdom. Dhani Mildu Shal Yad, Inu Ma'akav Shal Rosh. When is the Tzvon Shal Ma'akav? Avdein Kam Koz Manch Menach Yushtayim, Ech Dechayv Nami B'Tzvon Shal Yad. If you have a Chiv in Tzvon Shal Yad, so you're, it's a Roy Labil of Yad. Al-Shenlo doesn't have it. Al-Shenlo. He doesn't have it. Why isn't that called an oinus? Why is it different not having the hand and not having the tefillin? Why? Because tomorrow, because in 5 minutes, you'll get it. See, not having the hand, he says, you're potter. But not having the tefillin, you're back here. What's in? So you don't have your hand, you don't have the tefillin.
Every second, you make it.
By the hand, you know you're not gonna get your hand. But the tefillin, there's a simple solution. It's called roi labil. The roi labil, it's man shebeninach. Alecha the potter mitfon sheyad. When you part of shetrol the yad, then roi labila tchaman shebeninach. So it could be habila tchaman shebeninach makavis. It could be that kol's man is only lechatchila dikdin, but it has to be roi to be shtayim. Part of mitfon sheyosh can yesh adon lechayim. He brings in a footnote the besamim rosh, but you know that's called kizvei arosh. They say it's a fake. There's a big shayla achrayim if the besamim rosh is really tshuvas harosh. Somebody calls it the kizvei harosh. They call it the kizvei harosh or the kizvei harosh. To me, shayna roy. So he says shkal tshuvas do. Achdei tshuvas al tamuim on the bottom, he brings from the Tzemach Tzedek. And it's not even a Tshuva Sarash. There are a lot of things in there that the Achrenim Tain has Kizvei Arash. So that's why it's not a reliable sefer, this Pesamim Rash. So now he's going to bring this
to you.
Now that starts the
building. Kizvei with a Zion?
Kizvei.
With a Zion.
Yeah, Kizvei Arash. The lie is Kezav, Kizvei Arash. That's what they call the Achranim when they want to say it. It's not Kizvei Arash, it's Kizvei Arash. Mikomakon. Now he's going to have the stira that we spoke out in the daf between the Gemara and Erechin, the Gemara and Zvachin. Mikomakon Ghanis Pain Neradaf. Yishapat Mitzol Shad Yad, Be'ein Lo Zroa. Even though you put with him Shavad Be'ein Zroa, Kom Shavad Shchayim. At the end of the Tshuva, he's going to say why you don't say Roy Labile. Sorry, you don't need Roy Labile. If you just have a rush, if you don't have a hand, you can put on your tefillin shorosh. V'rayladav. Ah, dvar. Berakamad Erechim. Gemar Erechim Dav Gimel. Hakol chayav mitfilin. Ko anim v'limi Yisrael. So my rest pshitav. Gemar Erechim. Who else? Of course all Jews are chayav mitfilin. Ko anim v'limi Yisrael. O mishani kol mitzvichal. Ah, koin is chayav mitfilin. Sag min hol v'kusiv u'kshartam. It says u'kshartam. So, if you only have tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, but when a kohen does the avodah, he can't wear the tefillin shel yad because it's a chatzitza, because it's mitzvah the yad, it's mitzvah the rosh. Mani kohenim, and those kind of lesnai be mitzvah the yad. The chesiv of Hashal b'storahoi shalei dor chotzi bein 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 saro.
Why can't you have
tefillin
on top of the big day
kohen,
the shel yad?
Why can't you wear it on top if there's no din chatzitza?
No,
it's a machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos. If chatzitza means yitu begadim or chatzitza mamish.
Right.
Ayin Shem Rashi. That Rashi learns it means yitu begadim. Then you would have a kasha to wear it on top. But Matzah is learning like Tosfos learns. That means chatzitza. Be chatzitza on the tefillin. So that's a shaila in
Boskim.
It's a big shaila. It's a big shaila. Chacham Avadya says you can wear a watch and wind your ritzuas over the watch. This is not part of the mitzvah. Over here, lechatchila, but many paiskim hold it. There's no din chitzit. There is a shaila.
What's that also as a guest?
Right.
So they put it on top of the
cast. Right, if you have any choice. But you make a bracha, I don't know if you make a bracha. What? And it could be a cast is better. Cast is better because it's bottled to the goof, maybe. Yeah. So he says, so they can't do tefillin shayat. So you have a chayitz bein ol vein b'sara. Aim of mitzvah rosh nami lo l'chayiv. Ah, you'll think, since konim, when they do the avoida, let's assume they're doing the avoida. So, aim of mitzvah rosh nami lo l'chayiv, kamash melon v'al ma'ak v'yad dodi.
According to Rabbi
Yitav Gadol,
there's only two in
Boz,
two Kutubas, Kutzolas.
Yeah, but it's Pella the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara clearly calls it Tzilzol. Gemara's it's sad at least. The Gemara's mashma.
I mean,
I know, but it's a Pella from the Gemara's Vachim. I'm aware of that, Rambam, but it's a Pella. So the Gemara's Vachim says Fakir. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to bring the Shakasai, he's going to bring it later. If it means Yitu Begadim, it means Chitza. He learns it means Yitu Begadim, oddly enough. Kamashal Va'akvi Adadi Kedisnan. Hare the Konim B'Shas Avoida. So it's an open Gemara in Erechin to not royal at Tfilin Shel Yad. Here was an open Gemara in Erechin that Kohanim can't wear Tfilin Shel Yad because Chitza or Yitu Begadim. How do Tfilin Shel Yad, Shukat Chitza, the Chaim Shal Rosh? So you see that Havgu Dena royal at Bila, Shabin Enach Yushtaim, Radin Lein Lozro, the Chaim Shal Rosh. And I want to know, is the Kohanim doing the Avoida, is that like not having a left hand? Or is that not like having Tfilin? What's the Marshal? Kind of during the Avodah. Say to Roy Labila. But when he finishes the Avodah, he'll be Roy.
Yeah, but the point is during the Avodah. He's got a mitzvah shel rosh during the Avodah. So during
the Avodah, so it doesn't matter. That, right, so it's not right. It's not like not having the tefillin, you're saying. It's right, still different.
Right.
Because here during the Avodah, he's potter.
Right. There's a mitzvah on the shel rosh, but not on the
shel. And there's no mitzvah shel yad. Okay. Now he's going to have an amazing, that's where the Gaonis starts. So now he has a Gemara Erechin and it looks beautiful. He has a Gemara Erechin, seems pretty clear cut. That even though you're not mechuyev, that you don't say kolorei labim. Even though you're mechuyev in tefillin shel yad, you're not mipat in tefillin shel yad. It's a kindness for chayim tefillin shel rosh. But then he asks from the stira from the Gemara Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says clearly that Kohanim are pater al tzoisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. And it's chasvai, zu, b'sheishli namei b'kashmait, zu d'erich. It's the shita mekubetz, it's a stira in erich. The mashma ocha, the Kohanim b'shas avodich, hayom b'tfilin shel rosh. It's mashma here. The Kohanim b'shas avodich, hayom b'tfilin shel rosh. As I shteik neirichet. Even though the potem shel yarat tzitza, and shel rosh, the pebez this vachim, taf yud tes, the last week's, lo mashma ochi. Limur Rorach Ubi Adenu. Tfilin Chaitzitzais. Tfilin Chaitzitzais. So either means eat a begadim or tzitzit. Macy Vay. What do you mean Tfilin Chaitzitzais? Kanim Bavis and Lim, the Duch of Yisrael Bamanim, Peturim in that tfilin from. It says Peturim in Tfilin Tfilin as Isaac Bemitzvah. My love in Echo Ain in Chaitzitzais. Just as the pot. Yeah.
So the,
or because. Pturim, Adam and Yichu ain chaitze, but it's a right that there's no chitze. It's a right there's no chitze because it says it's just Pturim. So what's the Lamin Yichu chaitze? Not only that, Pater, if Simin Yichu chaitze, Simar says it shouldn't say Pturim, it should say Asurim. If it's a chitze, it should say Iachi.
What is the order of the day?
Do
you go for
Pturim first? Oh, so that's going to be the Shita's answer. Well, that's going to be one of the answers. That one Gemara speaking, he was wearing it before.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Right, right. So that's what the Shita answers. Yeah. Depends if he had it on before, then right. They can do both.
Right. Well, it was yours already. What's he had on before? They could all.
No, there's no such thing. No. But you seem to hold. You're getting involved in the prima gadim savik matcha. You hold as a mitzvah just to wear tefillin once a day.
Yeah.
Where'd you pick that up? Prima gadim is mesupak. Pashtus, you're mechuyev to wear tefillin all day. Yeah. Yoytze. There's no such thing. Yoytze.
You can't say it's bitul
aseh. Oh yes, it is.
What if I wear tefillin one minute, I take it off. I'm a bitul aseh of tefillin.
It's a shaylin prima gadim. I reiterate.
Yeah,
prima gadim is mesupak. Pashtus in Rambam. Pashtus in Rambam. Mitzvah to wear tefillin all day.
No, I guess it's literally a chiyuv in bitul aseh. There might be a chiyuv to wear tefillin all day, but not a bitul aseh.
Now you're getting too lumnish.
Not a
kakat the lumnish. He's not a kakat. Right. You put him once in your life, you're right. Not a kakat molech tefillin.
No, that's his
shalom.
If you're mechuyev and you don't do it, you're mevat la'aseh. What does that mean? What are you saying?
If
unless you think it's just a mitzvah, you think it's an inyan. If you're mechuyev and you don't do it every second, you're mevat la'aseh.
If you don't turn it all day, also you're mechuyev. If you don't turn it all day, you're
also mevat la'aseh. Oyvei, oyvei. You mean you hold your mechuyev to learn Torah every second?
Yeah.
Are you so sure?
I don't know.
Okay. So then you say so. You take it so. It's the Lakewood Shita.
Okay.
And nobody fulfills it.
We'd like to.
Almost nobody. You'd like to. You think you mechuyev? The Gemara just says you mechuyev to learn Torah a few minutes in the morning, a few minutes at night. But don't tell this to an Amoritz. We paskin like the Shach paskins. It's a mitzvah to tell an Amoritz that you yaitz a mitzvah to have a Torah with Krishna in the morning and Krishna at night.
But
I'm a chuyv to learn. Who told you that?
You
heard in yeshivas.
But this is what he's saying. But this is what he's saying that you yaitz with that.
I know everyone thinks that. That's why I'm saying not that.
You're supposed to be wearing film while you're working.
Of course,
the work, right?
Of course, so, of course. But it's still learning or working. Can be masich das.
Yeah, masich das when you're in the airport.
You realize you're wearing tefillin.
So that's all you need. Is that you realize you're wearing tefillin.
Yeah.
That
doesn't mean you have to be in the himlin, like you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, look, everything is a shayla. We can't move without getting into shaylas. But Michael, you take a lot of things for granted. Two things he took for granted. You have to wear tefillin once a day. What does it say that? The prima gadim is misopic. Pashtus in Rambam, you have to wear tefillin all day. It's a mitzvah all day. I did it already. So we're used to it. We take off our tefillin. We don't feel guilty.
But it's not a bitul aseh. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I say it is.
Okay, you said bitul aseh. Okay.
If you hold your mechuyev to wear tefillin, then it's a bitul aseh. My laminichu enich choytzitzim. Laminichu choytzitzim. Yachi freit the Gemara. Pturim asurim mi boile. So why did it say pturim? It should say asurim. If it's a chitza, it shouldn't say they're pata from tefillin. It should say it's us to wear tefillin because then you're not to the begadim. So my answers, you're right. Enoch Nami. Came and Nikol Levim Yisraelim. Levim Yisraelim were only pata. They don't need big day corner. Levim Yisrael, a mislay asurim. Mishra Torah Turin. But then my shlugs is up. It's a good havamina. But Tanya, Enoch Nami, 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 open Brisa, Eminichem Einan Chaitzit Zayis. So now we have the Stira. It says, the Gemara Zvachim says, Beferish a Brisa, Eminichem Einan Chaitzit Zayis. And so. So, Tefillin Chaitzitzos, so you want to say Enoch and Amitz Chaitzitzos. But the bride says, Amen Chaitzitzos. The Gemara answers, Tefillin Shal Yad and Shal Raish, Lokash. Hadi Yad Ada Raish. Tefillin Shal Yad is Chaitzitzos. Tefillin Shal Raish, there's a spot. There's a spot, there's no Chitzitzah because there's a spot between the thing. It's. So, Lokasha, Hadi Yad Ada Raish. Now, what does it mean, Hadi Yad Ada Raish? Al korchach hadakanim p'tur min atfilin. Afim v'sharosh nami p'tur. Sendem askanim, sharosh. What does it mean? It means it's like Levim v'Yisraelim. The kainim, they're not potter because of chatzitza, but tfil sharosh, they're potter because Isaac b'mitzvah, potter me'a mitzvah. Havagav delo chaitzi. The tfil sharosh, right, the Gemara says, there's not a chatzitza, and even if it's yitah begadim, if it's Yitah Begadim, so why is there a problem in Tefillin Shel Rosh Hashanah Yitah Begadim? Nu Zag Matcha. Why is there no problem in Tefillin Shel Rosh Hashanah Yitah Begadim? Because the Gemara says, "And Daf Yitess and Zvachim La Amr Yitah Begadim Ella B'Makom Begadim." And that Bashul Brother, yeah. That's what you have to say. Turn me out, Tefillin. Afim Mishal Rosh. Not me, Petur. Avgal Lo Chaitzi. Do me Duvim Yisrael. So that's clear. When the Gemara says, Kanim Levim Yisrael Putur Min Tzvilin, it means Tzvilin Sharaish. It means because Isaac ben Mitzvah, Putur Min HaMitzvah, Dumid Tzvilin, the Putur Mish, Dumid Tzvilin. You have to daven, Dumid Tzvilin. Tzvilin is like Tzvilin, the Putur Mish and the Kaimelin, Isaac ben Mitzvah, Putur Min HaMitzvah. So the Gemara, Shagasari says, Vadlo Mashariah de Parch, Yach Putur Masumi Boile. So when they ask this Kasha, Puturim, it's to say Asurim. Why did the Gemara answer Tefillin Shel Rosh? Because the Gemara didn't know yet that there's room in the Rosh. And the Havamin in Zvachim, the Gemara thought there's a chitza the mitznefes. The Gemara in the Havamin, it's asking Pashut Pshat. The Shem Tefillin Shel Rosh, Lo Shai, Ma Yisrael, Da Ein Ol Chatz. It's not a betur. No, really. Tashi Shach Lish the Turim. Shema Fel Amli Lish the Mishim Dayim Yisrael. Shema Kati Lo Asa Chadayte. Simple. The Gemara didn't know yet. The Gemara thought that it's a chitz in the yad and the rush. The Gemara didn't have been a thought that Maishna Tulshad Chaitzitz, Tulshad Rosh is also Chaitzitz. Until the Gemara comes up with this space.
The Gemara is not only concerned with the coin model. The regular coin did that way, they didn't wear it. Sits.
Right.
So he's only concerned about the
kind of
bottle,
the whole tomorrow. You are listening to Ben's
Torah. What about the hat? Yeah, so the Torah says the hat didn't come to the front of the head. There's a makom between the tzitz and the hat. Tyson Sukkah discusses the same hat of a kind of bottle. Same thing.
It's wound.
Shagasari saying the Gemara in the Havamina thought the chitzitz applies to the yad to the rosh, so that's why the Gemara didn't answer that. But umeshari tanya sari on there. Oh, there was some here. Pain tzitz lemitznevis. Sheshami nechfilm. Shmami na. Sakadai shal rosh nami asanir b'shasavod. B'shimit begadim. Ah, he said b'shimit begadim because she cuts about taisvis. It's funny. He says yit begadim because she cuts about taisvis. Because Rashi says it, and Taisus first goes against Rashi, and then Taisus says, well, you could say like Rashi. Taisus Iker argues that Rashi, it's surprising, brings what she calls about Taisus.
Yes, it's not Taisus.
You also remember, Taisus ding that Rashi.
Right.
Rashi says Yitu Begadim. Right. A lot of time in that Gemara, when the Gemara says Chitzitza, it means Yitu Begadim. You gotta.
How can you say Chitzitza?
Yeah. You're right. It's just a strange way of saying Yitah Begadim, right? Doesn't mean chitzitza, right? Okay, so what do we see here? Let's see. Now we get the steer of the Gemara. Erech in the Gemara and Zvach. So we have a Sugin Zvach. Kohanim a potter from Tefillin, Isaac ben Mitzvah, but without a chitzitza. Nothing to do with chitzitza. Kohanim, that's what Shagas says, proof of the Gemara and Zvach in your test. That Kohanim, when they're doing the avodah, they're potter for Tefillin. So what did when Erechin said, Beferish Akonim, Achayev, it's a steering sugya, it's a sheet to ask this in Erechin, come on, this is Vach Mishmamina. The kohen b'shas avodu m'shal roish nami patir. The kohen a pater till shal roish and shal yad asay sig b'mitzah kosher pater levim b'israel v'shag b'kamed echtzitza. See, Israel, a kohen and the children, Rosh is no different than Levi Yisrael. None do with chitzitza. I see b'mitzvah. Moshe kulim b'tur minat tefillah. Tam shina mitzvah b'tur minat tefillah. V'ilu b'sur yad erich in open stira. V'chayv kohen b'tfillin shal Rosh. V'im shum chitzitza. L'pato mishum I say. Yes. Ah. So now he's going to bring the machlokes ef shalakam shnei. I forgot to Rashi Birish based this sukkah. Ahad the Tanya Asim Chassan. Rashi learns there's a shita that doesn't hold Oisib Mitzvah but the Mitzvah. There's another Rashi in sukkah. Rashi holds there's one opinion that Halpnish Oisib Mitzvah but the Mitzvah. We hold Oisib Mitzvah but the Mitzvah. Rashi learns that based this sukkah. Ahad the Tanya Asim Chassan. Vashurim Chabdei Chuba Beturim. Film. Vachayav Mikrish. The less lantanoyas b'mitzvah but the minimum. I was a chasim pater because he can't be concentrated. He can't, but there's no din oisim b'mitzvah but the minimum. Because shatam zechus erichim halchas tefilah. But it's very shver. Achiratos is chasim. Like the most simple thing in but the minimum. There is no such sheet. So according to Rashi, you can say that the gemara erichin holds like this brisa that you don't say oisim b'mitzvah but the minimum. Now he brings the shita like you're saying, Tzvi. It's Ef Shalakayim Shnei. V'havish ha-toysus ha-rash ha-birshu ha-toysus ha-mitzvah patam ha-mitzvah ha-mitzvah ha-yachol l'kayim ha-shneim avu b'yachol ein al-patar. If it's Ef Shalakayim Shneim, it's totally an Ef Shalakayim Shneim, Ef Shalakayim Shneim, toysus shita. I think Rashi holds that way in Sukkah also, that it's only patar, it's Ef Shalakayim Shneim avu b'yachol ein al-patar. Im ken yeh shalom ha-chayim like you said. You put on tefillin before. You mechuyev to leave him on. Are you doing a mitzvah? It's efshelakayim shneim. Telling kogim sheschil b'avod. Are you desesh shatvillin olav? Enu mevatel min avod. Vayidu zvachim mayri. Shalichadayin. Pasuk b'gmar zvachim speaking that he didn't put it on yet. He's doing the avodah. So now he's potter. He's going to delay doing the avodah. He can't do both at the same time, putting on the tefillin. Mishum achi potter. That's called the Efshalakayim Shneim. If it's going to delay, that's interesting. That he calls this Efshalakayim Shneim because he'll delay it. Hari Aran. The Ran thinks, you know, in the Ramah we paskin like the Ran Rabbi. So we don't paskin like Taisus. In the Ramah, in Yuchas Tefillin, Lamed Ches, I think, we paskin like the Ran that even though it's Efshalakayim Shneim, Yipater. Hare Ransham, Shai Pasus, Doisi Mitzel, Oilam Patametza, Fibiachal Kaimishneim. Right? So, now there's a big Shaila. Now I wanted to say there's a big Machlex how to learn the Ran. So he's learning the Shagasari. If you hold, even if it's Epshila Kaimishneim, if you're wearing tefillin, you're really Pater, if you do the Avoida, you're wearing tefillin. But if you're doing the Avoida, so you put on tefillin, even though you're not doing anything. You're just wearing tefillin, you're not doing a maisa. Because the Ran says, even though so if a guy's wearing tefillin, so he doesn't have to so it was I used to be mitzvah, patron and mitzvah. You put on avoid the patron the tefillin.
When do you put on the dekuna? Before Allah's? When do you put on what chiyuv kicks in first?
No, you know, well, you know.
In terms of the Seder Hayom.
It's a big machlex Rishonim. He's going to bring it, if you're allowed to wear big day kuna, shalom b'shas avoida.
Because it's a yinana from it, right? So the chiyuv of the tefillin l'chara kicks in before that.
Right. Pashtus. So
how do you get the big day kuna on first? The chiyuv of the tefillin was came before the vicious call at the big day kuna.
They don't put on the agne for the client.
The
yeah, but that's the machlaikis. You know, we have the client.
He's doing the trumas
sedation.
Rav Shef doing the trumas sedation.
Because
he's
some hold machlokes from Rambam right.
You don't take out the melech.
But it doesn't have to be because
you take
the
melech.
So that's 55 years ago.
So.
The big mind doesn't help from that.
I mean, there's the chiv tefillin come before the kicks in before the avodah.
Well, it depends who the guy's doing the Trumas Hadesh.
He wants to do Gadol. The guy who's doing the Trumas Hadesh wears a special Gadol for Trumas Hadesh. That's why, because that's why I got the
big Gadol.
He's wearing a different set of the Gadol. So Chaim's got to some point, he's going to take it off. So doesn't the film kick in person? Right, as much as you know, the Shabbos, they're not going to put the same Gadol as the Trumas Hadesh.
I have a shag aside for you. I brought it extra.
The
the Shita Mekubetze says this in Erechim, by the way, also. And the shag aside says the simple answer is. I'm not sure what you're asking, Madch, if it's shver what you're asking. We have a seer in Sugya's bed between Erechim and Zvachim. If Kohanim have to wear tefillin, Bishas Avaida. You say Isaac mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. That being Isaac in avoda, set mechuyev in tefillin. Isaac mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. See what bothers me? If they were wearing tefillin first, then lechay should be patam in avoda. I mean, which you see the gemaras? He's saying Isaac mitzvah avoda, see patam in tefillin. Isaac mitzvah avoda, see patam in tefillin. So he says, well, according to Taisvis, if you're already reeling it before, so you're not gonna, you can it's Afshilakai Bishneim, see Mechuyi both. Tefillin Avoida, it's no steer, because you can do both. But if you weren't wearing it before you'd started the Avoida, so what are you asking, Matchim? Mean, why weren't you?
What's that? Well,
you're asking, why weren't you? What do you mean you weren't wearing it before the Avoida?
Yeah.
Weren't? So go with your sheet, you only put it on once a day. Now you're going with my sheet.
Now you're good.
But when I need it, I'll go with your sheet.
Thank you. When I'm convenient.
No, that means I don't know. See, I'm a little misupik. Why are we discussing the Chiv Avoida, Patis Yomitzvah Tefillin? So we're saying that if you, so what is he saying?
What's up for choice? Tadi 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 choice. I'm a Kohen. I can put it on the Tadi Tadi Tadi. What goes first?
What goes first?
You get up in the morning, okay? Whatever.
Well, you know, most Paiskim all Tadir mean, it's confronted. Are you doing the avodah now? When is your, if your slot is in 2 hours, there's no tad or sheno tad. You know, most posts can hold tad only means when I'm confronted. I have to do both now. So that's, I don't know if it's tad or sheno tad. There's no geya here so much.
So the
sheet answers the shagas. This is what the sheet answers in Erechin. He brings in the footnote. The sheet in Erechin that. Okay, they have other teirutz and he brings other teirutz. So this is his cash. If you hold like the Ran, so then even if it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim Yepater, so L'Chayra, even if you had them on before the Avoida, Yepater from Tefillin, because how can you say Kanim Achuyev in Tefillin? If you're doing the Avoida, Yepater in Tefillin. It's a mitzvah, Pater mitzvah. You can do both. The Ran holds even you can do both. But the Ran says, so I always point out here, the Ran says, Bios tov al tikrei ra. If you're wearing, if it's not any maisa, it means it shouldn't be matriach. That's when the Ran says efchilakaim shneim. He means you don't bother. But if it's zero bother, here you're wearing a tefillin. So you say, are you puttering a tefillin because I submit mitzvah and not tefillin? So the shagas I learned that the Ran means just like an Indian. It's mios tov al tikrei ra. The Ran doesn't mean al pidin. See, there are two ways to read the Ran. You can read the Ran, and I saw somebody in the footnote. He brings someone, says he dinks on him. He says that now the Ran agrees. The Ran agrees. If you're not doing anything, you're doing that vote, and you have your tefillin on. So you say you're putter from your tefillin. You don't have to do anything. You're not doing anything.
Maybe you must
see if
that's
the
ritual.
Yeah, Osei. Osei is
in
front of this.
What?
Osei.
Yeah.
Osei says Osei.
Right. No, he brings a sheet. He brings a sheet in Erech. It says like the Shagasai. Reina Makushas Viteirutso, Kivin Lashita Makubetsis. The Shagasai gives, Shkayach Shagasai Machavim. It's like a little sheet in Erechim. Vizel Shom Vamaram, Toskshim Svat Masa Savod Mitam the Chosim Mitzvah Mitzvah. She shows La Nicha Koidem Avoida. When there's time to put it on before the Avoida, Chaim La Nicha, Shem Bishas Avoida. So because So then it's v'hosish v'kai gana go around ma'idah. That's false. The Shagasai doesn't agree. See, this Achron says the Ran is mild if you're doing nothing. It's not even a tircha. It's just because the Ran says that. And I think that the Ran means miyos tov al tikrayah. It doesn't mean there's a chiyuv. He's a vadam hoda, oisig mitzvah, mitzvah, if you're doing nothing. Just miyos tov. Like, why? You want to take it off? Lachis miyos tov al tikrayah. You should do it. That's the Ran's lush. So that's the Shaz, the Ran mild to this. He says in the footnote, clearly, the Shagasariah holds that if you're doing avodah, you're not mechuyev to wear the tefillin. You're not mechuyev to wear the tefillin because Isaac be mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. So why does it say konim?
You're not supposed to do it.
No, that's the ritva. We don't hold that way. There's a ritva like that. We hold Isaac mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, but you could do it. You could do it. It's not. There's a ritva that says it's asalite. What?
He seems to be saying that.
No, he's just saying there's no mitzvah. The Marne Erichin says there's a mitzvah of koinim to wear tefillin. According to the Ram, there's no mitzvah. Because Isaac be mitzvah, you're doing the avodah, so you're putting tefillin. I'm asking, why are you doing the avodah? You're wearing tefillin, so you're putting the avodah. If the Marne Erichin is talking, well, you put on the tefillin first, so you should be putter in avodah. Same answer.
You can't say putter in avodah. He's in line for he's in standing in line. It's his work.
So you don't see us in mitzvah, but my mitzvah, just the mitzvah.
No,
yeah.
What do you mean? He's in line.
It's his job.
He's a sign.
There's no mitzvah.
If he has a base mitzvah,
there's a roster of the Kahanim that are working.
What if he has a base mitzvah? If he has a base mitzvah, he's not going to
have a base mitzvah. There's no chiyuv. There's to be over.
Sure,
he gets
his work.
Okay, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. The Shagasai now is going to say Ga'inish thing. You know what he's going to say? Shagasai is going to say that the Gemara in Erechim is talking about when a kain is doing avoida of a chatas ha'oif haba ala safek. Safek avoida. So you can't go to cool and pata from tefillin. Shagasai says, according to the Ran, this is going to Shateretz, that the Gemara, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Erechin is talking about, where he's doing Safek Avod, Chatas Ha'if Abola Safek. Uval Koch Muchanil Farshtas Aran Ziyatav. By Tanit the Erechin, Iker Rebus Didei, Komashman. Dakonim Chayim Betfilin Shal Roish, Avodi Efshal Niyachashiyad Mishum Chatzitza. The Iker the Gemara in Erechin is saying, Tfilin Chayim Shal Roish, even though they can't do Shal Yad. And you don't say Roy Labila, like the Shagazai Yishayel. The Gemara in Erechin is saying, Koinim Chiddush to Chayv Shal Raish, even though they're not Chayv Shal Yad, the Kamashman, they mock the Zezeh, Rajumar. Aye, what's the case? But what's the case? The putter anyway, Hatz Isaac be Mitzvah. So why can't you say that the Gemara is saying that you mekayim the mitzvah? Oisik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. Maybe the Gemara just means in Erechin, but it says chayavim. It says chayavim. So you could say there'd be a nafkamina if you'd get the mitzvah. If you hold Ein Roi Labila, you wouldn't even get the mitzvah. But it doesn't answer the Gemara, because the Gemara says chayavim. See, I would say, so just answer, but it's a mitzvah. Even though you can't wear the yad, you get a mitzvah yad rosh. But the Gemara says chayavim. Kodam b'avosam chayavim b'shkachsla. Chayim b'shal rosh b'yishuvas mitzvah. Kodam b'kavri chatasof al b'safik lidosim. Good shagasai. He's doing safik avoida. It's a very fascinating thing.
So
I always had this
trouble. It's in of itself that he's doing a
safik avoida. So that's the shayla. If a safik avoida patas you from mitzvahs. That's a very good question. The kaimalan. Chatasof al b'safik v'necheles. You can't eat it. It's Safik Nevela. Because if you do Malika, that Shkita, Savein and Nechazkam Ebchula Talmud. You don't eat it. Because if she didn't give birth, if he's not a Zav, if she's not a Zav, Muslim should do Malika Schun, Havi Nevela. El Shubakar Gomer, Tirtalachal Malika, Avav Safik and Nechal. So he's just proving that Chatas Havabala Safik is a Safik Avoidah. It's not a vadri avod, it's a suffix. And the chumra, you can't eat it. The besfeik azlil the chumra. The melo yalda vlad, el ruchay pila. Maybe it wasn't a vlad, it was just a ruach. Inay melo yaziva, masherov alav b'nei karbininu. Right, ein chatas abob b'nidava. So if you're not mechuyiv, it's not a karban. If it's not a karban, you're not doing the avodah. So you have to wear tefillin. You want a patur from tefillin shorosh. Oisik b'mitzvah. The case is when the kohen is doing chatzav abola safek. Let me be a carbon day nanecha luchumra. Nimtza kohen a makrav of carbon zeh. Bal korcha lovish big dekun. He's got to wear the begunim. Maybe it is avoida. He's got to wear big dekun. Safek avoida. Yeah, but misafek you wear. You have to wear misafek. Mishum chti said the mekabim gomeru. So you can't put on tefillin shel yad tzitza. Mekabim tefillin shel rosh kayev, because maybe it's not about it. B'shas came and said misafek lachumra. Shemuch tzitza b'tefillin shel rosh leka. Feel b'shas akra mekabim gomer. Im roitza lanicho. Shaga says this, if you want to wear the tefillin shel rosh, shus b'yada. You're not chayev. But if you wear it, it's not a chitzitza. Chain tzach mishum oisim b'mitzvah. They came in the suffix carbon them a lot. They carbon in. It's a suffix carbon. Al korcha tzarcha latal meza l'chumra. Hilchol gabei tefillin shel yad. The gabei carbon gomer ikam mishum chitzitza. You can't wear tefillin shel yad. It's a suffix. Aslan nichol b'shas korvus suffix. Misfeik them a carbon gomer. Tefillin shel rosh. But Tefillin Shel Rosh got become gum in Naka like Issa Lanicha. There's no Issa in Tefillin Shel Rosh, there's no Chitza. Alvein Tzarech Mishoasik B'mitzvah. But here, Misafek, you'll be Mechuyev. So you'll be Shasa Kroos Karben, Safek Zazlin, Misfek Alachumra, Vachavech Shel Rosh, Misafek. That's how he answers the Rad. The Lav Karbenu. Then come Mishoasik B'mitzvah, Vachav B'tefillin. So, Yassi's Ha'orah, the footnote. One Rosh Yeshiva in the footnotes thinking like Yassi. The Pashtis Yeshom Lehepach. Kev the misafik chavas b'mitzvahs, shach b'yardina doisik b'mitzvah. That's the shav, misafik, you have to do it. You say, oh, say, misafik mitzvah, patur mena mitzvah. So I think what he's saying is more logical, like the shagasai, you know?
Well,
is that telling misafik d'orais, l'chumr d'orais, l'chumr d'rabbanan?
It's a misafik mitzvah, the other one's a vade mitzvah. So it seems like you should always do a vade mitzvah versus a safik mitzvah.
I look at it at this. This is the commandment of the Torah to how to deal with a problem when there's a suffix later. When there's a suffix later, this is how you help them.
That's part of the song.
That's Torah's answer to a problem like
that. Yeah, but it doesn't pat you from a mitzvah, that's all.
See, because it may not be a mitzvah. You have to do it, because... If you're suffix d'oraisa l'chumr d'rabbanan, that's... Sa'atas of a suffix is d'oraisa for sure. I mean, it has to be d'oraisa. It's suffix d'oraisa l'chumr. Is it exeris hakasim? Safik abalatzch is it exeris hakasim? I guess so. I don't know.
This is a solution.
So he brings the machlokes v'shainim. So he brings that afal pi next paragraph. Shaloivesh bigdei kunav avnei b'shasik. Your avnei. Here's your bar mitzvah, Joshua. Shaloivesh bigdei kunav avnei b'shasik kovus chatzav. You wear the avnei. It's a suffik. How can you wear the avnei? Maybe it's not avoida. Kalayim. I've got the Nasa Rambam. Halovish Avshal B'Shavoda over Aloysa say the Kalayim. Avil Achishim. So that's a big machlokes for Shoinim. If you can wear Kalayim, Shalom B'Shasavoid.
Rambam.
I don't cook my occasions. I don't care. Truck one of the cave and beer. It's a pasuk. You're right, yes. It's a pasuk that you bring Chatas of Abola Safik. Sharab Yachman in the cave and beer carbon out of Safik. Shilis a Kalayim. It's part of the pasuk. The Torah says, you bring for the cave, but don't worry about the Kalayim.
That's a riot to what Yossi is saying.
Yes.
But
it's no riot. He's just saying, when the Torah said to do it, see, you wear the Avnei. The Torah said to do it. You have to wear Big Day Kuna, so you wear the Avnei. You don't worry about these Kalayim. But it's no riot, but it's still only Misafik. It's still only Mitam Safik. It's not a Vadai. When the Torah said you bring a chatas v'al safek, so the Torah means, like according to those who showing him, you can't even wear big day kun shalom b'shas avayda. So mi safek, you wear it. You wear it even the guard.
What is the mitzvah of a kohen
doing
an avayda?
What is the difference of him doing an avayda and me doing a root canal? What's the difference?
It's a
kiyum. Chaim looks at it like a job.
It's a job.
No, it's a mitzvah. Chaim b'Rambam. It's a mitzvah. If you study the Rambam, there are a lot of shaylus about the mitzvah sub. You know, it's a machloikis, I think. If there's a mitzvah to make klishares, there's a lot of details in the Rambam. Right. What's exact? These are all mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah for Kain to do the avodah. Now you say, well, I don't have to do it. Let the other guy do it.
Right.
So you say, you have to do it, it's a base off.
He's assigned to do
it. Well, not every coin gets to the avoda. They dress up, they're all ready to go.
I'm a dentist, you're a coin, same thing.
you know, that's not every, whenever, not whenever every, I ask a rabbi about eating matzahs middle of the, you say you get no points for it.
Right.
Well, what does he get points for? What?
It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to coin to do the avodah. It's a mitzvah and a coin to do the avodah.
For it to be done.
So he says, like Yossi. Shagazari says like Yossi. Look what he says here in the middle of this paragraph. The came to the chatzavola sadik mebrew the grad. Yesha din carbon vadai afilu lahakel. According to the Rambam, so he's arguing like Yossi. Yeah. Because he's saying you have a pasuk, so it's a din vada, you can wear the avnate, which be also da reisa, kama Hashem tali, like an Hashem tali. When I learned Nazim, I'm always confused about this. See, Hashem tali is not a safi carbon. Hashem tali is a vadi carbon that you bring when it's safi. It's not so simple, the difference. I struggle about this when I learn Nazim. Who adin the pad b'shas avodas kama carbon vada? Me kama kam enzal das Rambam. So you, Ramat, you're right. Right, says, according to the Rambam, you have to say like Yossi.
Right.
So din vada, even lakula, even lakula. Avalatasa taisves. That's only like the Rambam, who holds there's an issur d'oraisa to wear the avnet. You have a mitzvah drasha. Avalatasa taisvai raivad. The mikloy be bigly kula shari legamre. That they hold even shalom b'shas avot. You can wear the belt. It's shari. It's mutter mitoichle. It's mutter b'shas avot. There's no issur kolayim on the belt. So then you don't need this whole shtickle. Then you don't need a special heter. You don't need the gzer sakasa to lekula. Then go lekula. Ain't a muchach. According to the Raivan and Taisus, you don't need that old hashesh. It's not smachte. Came the hakel. Ain't din carbon gamal chatz of avazavim. So he says this shaila. If you could be makel when you're doing safek avoid, it's totally in the Rambam. If you hold like the Rambam, so you have to say even lekula. The Torah was matterit. So then even Lakula, you can be potter from tefillin. But if you hold like the Raivan and Taisus, like the other Rishayim, that there's no Issa Kalayim, and they have need even Shalom B'Shas Avayda, you don't need this Heter, so then it's a Safek, so you have no Gzeres HaKosev, they even Lakula. So he says, now we shlugged up his Raya. Now we shlugged up the Raya, that even though you potter from tefillin Shal Yad, V'hashtad Os Lachim Ke'en Mimikan Raya, Lein Lo Zroa, Dein Roy Labila. Because here, now that he learned like the Ran, so maybe Elo Zroa, that you're Vadai Potter in the Yad, you're Potter in the Rush. But here, if it's a Suffolk, if you're, it's a Suffolk if you're Potter. It's a Suffolk. Here, it's not a Vadai Enroi Labil on the Yad. According to his Teretz on the Ran, the Gemara is speaking where you're doing Chata Safa Bola Suffolk. So it's not Vadai that you're Potter. And the Yad, it's a suffix. So it could be where you're Vadai Potter, you need Roy Labila. Hi, the Gemara over there, in Erechin, the Gemara is talking about Chat Savaz Baal Suffix. And it's only a suffix. It's only me suffix. So who says me suffix is called Ein Roy Labila? So he brings a Raya, the last piece. He brings a Sugyan Baba Basra. Only the Shagasai can do this. Shagasai brings an open Raya that me suffix is called Ein Roy Labila. See, his upshlug to the Raya is that according to the Ran, we had an answer that the Gemara Erechin is talking about Chata Sabala Safik. So it's not Ein Roi Labila, it's a Safik Ein Roi Labila. Maybe it's not Avoda, that's why you're Mechuyev on the Rush. See, it means a Raya from a Sugyim Ababasa, which we're out of time. Can't learn it with you, but it's an open Raya. It's a Shagasai is a Raya. It's hard to refute that even me Safik is called Ein Roi Labila. He brings a Raya that if you need Roy Labila, even if it's a suffix that makes it Ein Roy Labila, that's called Ein Roy Labila. So he says, so it's still, my Raya from the Gemara and Erechim still sticks. Because even me suffix, halav milsit, vade Raya gmuri, lein zeru lechai b'tfilin shel rosh. And you don't say, vade Ein Roy Labila, chnei malil mei mechi gabi chatasav the suffix. And he brings the sugim of babasu pei aleph, when you buy one tree or two trees, the Gemara says, Kotra Meir, so one tree, it's Ein Roi. So the Gemara says, it's Ein Roi Labila, it's not Roi Lakriya, it's Ein Roi Labila. And there it's Misafik. Misafik, one tree, is a Safik if you're kind of karka. He brings from the singing of Babas, it's only a Safik here. And the Gemara calls it Ein Roi Labila. So he brings a Raya at the end, that even though the Gemara Erechin is being Chata Sval Bala Safik, it's still a proof. Because if it's Ein Roi Labila mitam Safek, and you need Roi Labila, then it would be Lema Kevis Bo. This is from Zrai from the Mamba Basu. This is this amazing Shagasari. It's not the first time we studied it together, but I can learn the Shagas every week. It's such a beautiful Shagas. So many little goodies in this piece. So that's it. And then at the end he says, why not? The time of the Mel, so we might as well see that last page. Why don't you say to Rai Labila? Say, had a good Havamina. You should need Rai Labila to have two. The Gemara says, Kozman Shibinech Shtayim. So okay, it's not Ma'akif. But it could be you need Roy Labila to be two. So Milson, Tamad Milson. Shagasai now he has to explain. Okay, I brought a good ride from the Gemara and Erech. But Tamad Milson, I mean, Bahakal, Shir Labila. Nearly a dying time. Shil Omer Torah, Shil Yad Shaykh Shal Rosh. Lays a mitzvah in Amuvcha. It's not that the Shil Yad Shaykh Shal Rosh, that it's a mitzvah in Amuvcha. Shabbos Meshach Anach Shal Rosh, Yigam Shil Yad Olav, Shil Asti Dei De Shal Rosh. It's not a hiddur of the tefillin shel rosh. It's not the pshat is if you have tefillin shel yad on. He's saying it's not a hiddur that you should have the yad on when you have the rosh. That's what it means. It's exeris hakalzim shneim munach malav la milsavad kop rachman. The Torah is makbid that you shouldn't have the rosh on alone. He means it's not a hider. If it would be a thing that it's nice, a big akim, a tefillin shel rosh, when you have the tefillin shel yad on, then you could say it's roi labila. He's saying it's not a maila in the tefillin shel rosh. Having it on the tefillin shel yad, it just exerts a kutzif. When you take it off, you should take this. It's two separate messages, he's saying. And it's this lechatchil is not that the yad is enhancing the tefillin shel rosh. If the yad would be enhancing the tefillin shel rosh, then you say the roi labila. Maybe it's not makib, but you roi labila. But it's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that tefillin shel yad enhances. One mitzvah has nothing to do with the other. It's like tzitzis and tefillin. It just is a din. When you take off, you should have one. When you take off your tefillin shel rosh, your tefillin shel yad should be on. Not because the tefillin shel yad is enhancing the tefillin shel rosh. That's how he's explaining it. Right, correct.
Okay.
Right. Like the Gron, like Rashi should.
That's what the Sikh does.
Right, of course. I don't talk. Yeah. If I talk, then I would make an omelet for smell. Nobody talks. If you talk, you have to make two brachas on the rush. If you talk, then you have to make two brachas.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.